WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're live from Delaware Academy tonight as it's the Delhi Bulldogs hosting the Unitego Franklin Spartans. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. The fans continue to trickle in here. Looks like the dog pound, the student section for the Delaware Academy Bulldogs starting to fill up here tonight. And I am live from Nate's Nest, as they call it. They've pretty much put up a permanent sign here for me that says Nate's Nest, and I get a nice view. I'm up off the floor, pretty much over one of the doorways, and it's a really nice view. It's one of my favorite views for calling a ball game. Getting up here can be interesting at times, but once you're up here, it is definitely a great place to call a ball game. Called many of them over the years here, and certainly really enjoy it. So, again, fans continuing to trickle in. It is senior night here for the Delhi Bulldogs. They come in undefeated, and they are number one in the state in this week's New York State Sports Writers Boys Basketball Poll for Class C. So, you know, they've had that target on their back for a couple of weeks. Nobody has been able to knock them off. They had a whale of a game last Saturday that went to overtime where they knocked off a team from Section 9, a bigger school. James O'Neill High School came up here, and the Bulldogs were able to survive. I think it was by four. I'll check that during the break. But that's been their closest game. Other than that, this Delhi team has been able to get out and run and gun and do a lot of really good things. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk about that, the MAC standings, and much more. It's the Delhi Boys hosting Unitego Franklin tonight on WCDO.
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Ultimas, Chevy Malibus, and Sparks.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight live in Delhi as it's the Delhi Boys taking on Unitego Franklin. And, of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. They're a proud sponsor of our tip-off show. And remember that no matter your credit situation, they will get you financed. Check out the two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Big welcome to all our listeners online tonight as well at WCDOsports.com. That is brought to you by SFCU. We also have our game audio archive. We upload these games. We do record them and then upload them there. It's a free download. You can listen to those games 24/7 on WCDOsports.com. As I was saying, the Delhi boys undefeated. They did have a whale of a game here against James O'Neill, a Class B size school from Section 9 last Saturday. And it was Delhi coming away with a 64-61 victory in overtime. Luke Schnabel broke his own school record as he had 42 points in that game. What's even more remarkable about that is that just earlier this week in a victory over Afton, Schnabel had 43. So he keeps breaking his own single-game scoring record here for Delaware Academy. I believe he's been over 40 three times this year, and in three of his last four ball games, he's been over 40 points. And that's the style that this Delhi team likes to play. We got a chance to see them earlier this year when they were on the road over at Green, and they don't stop. They want to push the ball. They want to throw it long. And that's what Unitico Franklin's going to have to be careful with here tonight. They are going to have to make sure that they don't allow some of those leakouts and some of those easy buckets. And that's the way they're going to try to stay in this game. Unitico Franklin is fighting for their playoff lives right now. And what I mean by that is let's take a look at the updated MAC League standings. As, again, we have Delhi 8-0 in the league, 15-0 overall. Now, the next couple of spots are still up for grabs in the MAC boys playoffs. Now, remember, the girls are two divisions. The boys is just one big division, and you get your playoff seeding from there. So you have Delhi at 8-0. Green is 5-1. Green finally plays again tonight. I swear they haven't played in about a week and a half, and so they'll get back on the schedule tonight. The BG boys are 7-2. Unitego Franklin, 5-2. Walton, 5-3. Those are the teams that I think still have a chance to get into the top four spots, which would get you to the league semifinals. So, again, BG with seven wins, but they have those two losses. So right now, Green is the only other team that has just one loss in the league, and then Delhi is undefeated. So then you have Unitego Franklin at 5-2, Walton at 5-3. The rest of the league is Sydney at 3-4, UV at 3-5, Oxford at 2-5, Harpersville at 2-6, DH is at 2-6, and Afton is at 0-8. And those are just the league records there. If you'd like to see the updated standings that I do every day for the MAC and for many other different leagues out there, you can just go to natelull.com, and we keep those updated every night for you. So we're going to pause for the starting lineups as well as the singing of the national anthem. Should be a fun and entertaining contest here tonight between the Spartans and the Bulldogs. Again, it's senior night, a great crowd coming in here. The student section is filling up, and there's our good friend from the Walton Reporter, local photographer Ben Patton. And if you've seen Ben at a game this year, he has his newborn son along in tow. It's more like a backpack. And Grant, his son, sits in the backpack and goes around and takes photos with Dad. So it's adorable, I got to say. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and we'll be back in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and at WCDOsports.com. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for Unitigo and head coach Travis Woods. They are in the road dark green uniforms here tonight with the white trim. It says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. They will start with senior number 4, Logan Utter. And again, congratulations to Logan as he committed to play football next year at Utica University. So congratulations again to Logan. A freshman number 10, Xander Johnson. A senior number 12, Devin Kroll. A junior number 33, Braden Johnson. Of course, Xander and Braden are brothers. And number 40, a junior, Chase Bertzel. On the other side for undefeated Delaware Academy and longtime head coach Warren Kelly, they will start with senior number 12, Zach Finch. A senior number 24, Luke Schnabel. A junior number 30, Angelo Kristen. A sophomore number 42, Rocco Schnabel. And Rocco is Luke's younger brother, although Rocco is much taller than Luke. Rocco's 6'3", and they have Luke down at 6 foot. I'm going to give him 5'10", maybe. So, and then a senior, number 44, Luke Sanford. And Delaware Academy is in the home whites tonight with the maroon trim. Says Delaware Academy in maroon lettering across the front of the chest there. So we are set to go here in a MAC clash tonight between the Spartans and the Bulldogs. Nice to see a lot of familiar faces in the stands here tonight. A lot of recent alums from Delaware Academy have come back to support everybody on senior night. I've seen Logan Bruce and Tyler Bruce, as well as Caitlin Finch. Logan and Caitlin were on that 2018 state championship team for the Delhi girls, and Logan's still competing. She's in her final year at Ithaca College with the track and field program. And folks, she's been to nationals. She's done it all. Absolutely fantastic college career. A lot of people said maybe Logan shouldn't do track. She should do basketball in college, and I'm sure she would have excelled at anything she did, but she has done an absolutely outstanding job for Ithaca College in the track and field, both indoor and outdoor. So congratulations to her. Nice to see her in attendance here tonight. And so Delhi will win the opening tip, and they will go right to left to start things off. They'll flip one across here to Luke Schnabel. Pump fakes on a three, but a traveling violation on Schnabel. And so this will go to Unitigo Franklin. And here comes some full court pressure from the Bulldogs. And looking to bring it over midcourt. They go to Xander Johnson. A three there off the mark. And a rebound for Schnabel. Luke in transition. Will kick one into the corner for Finch. Now to the interior. Sanford turnaround is blocked by Devin Kroll. Now to Finch. Back out to Schnabel. As off that block, they were able to hold on to possession. 2-3 zone here, it looks like, for Unitigo. Trying to slow down this potent Bulldogs offense. Here's Schnabel. Takes it to the interior. Steps through. Gets stuck there. Works one back out. They go to Finch left side. Coming up on five on the shot clock. Back to Schnabel. Dials up a three from deep. No. Rebound for Angelo Kristen. And he's blocked on the right low block. And we'll head to the line. So again, 7:03 to go in this first quarter. We're tied. Well, we're scoreless, I should say, as this will be Angelo Kristen to the line to shoot two. So we are scoreless here in the opening frame. And Angelo cannot get the first one to go from the charity stripe. And the second one coming. Student section on their feet for this one here tonight for the start of this ball game. And Angelo Kristen settles in and gets the second one to go. He's been a big piece here this year for the Bulldogs. So a 1-0 lead for Delhi over Unitego Franklin. They beat the press. Logan Utter. Let's see, it's going to be a foul on Unitego Franklin here on Braden Johnson. After he threw that pass, they're going to get him for a push. I did not see it because he already threw the ball to the other side of the court. And Travis Woods, head coach here for Unitego Franklin, he wants an explanation. Doesn't look pleased with it. And Delhi is going to get it back with 6:50 to go here in the first quarter and a 1-0 lead. Slower start than anticipated, as Delhi usually comes out like they've been shot out of a cannon. And to the right side of the floor, Bulldogs, no, what do we got here? Foul underneath. And this one is going to be on Luke Sanford for a push-off underneath. So far the officials really calling this one tightly in the first minute and a half of this ball game. An important reminder here is that, you know, these teams met in the MAC championship last year with Unitego defeating the Delhi Bulldogs. So I'm sure Delhi wants a piece of this Unitego team here tonight. Braden Johnson has been subbed out. I'm sure they want him for some early foul protection. A steal by Schnabel, takes it to the rim, missed it, and then the ball came down on the line, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Unitego Franklin. So as I said, Braden Johnson to the bench, picks up that early foul, and Travis Woods not willing to roll the dice here. The head coach for Unitego Franklin immediately subs in Jacob Sargent. We'll see how long he decides to sit Braden in this type of situation, because he's one of the floor leaders out there. Pressure coming. Unitego Franklin's able to beat it, and they do. They go to Logan Utter on the left side. Floats one across now for Xander Johnson as they continue to slow it down. And to the left side here for Unitego Franklin. Utter with a bounce pass. Back to Johnson. Interior here for Utter, and it's going to be a traveling violation on Logan Utter. He wants an explanation. And he's not going to get a good one. He caught that ball in midair, and then when he came down, he slipped, and they got him for the traveling violation. And Coach Wood's not pleased with it as well. We're 2 minutes in, and already been a lot of chatter with the officials for sure. And Delhi with a 1-0 lead. They pump it to the inside for Angelo Kristen, up off the glass, and good. Such a size advantage on the interior for Delhi, and so far they're trying to take advantage of that. They make it 3-0. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Xander Johnson across midcourt to Chase Burtzel. Burtzel on the left wing side, pumps one back out for Xander Johnson. Tries to dribble out of it, and he does. Little give and go with Jacob Sargent. It's intercepted. Back down the floor here for Logan. Nealis takes it to the rim. Blocked out of bounds by Devin Kroll. As Nealis is into the ball game now. Kroll, good hustle back on defense, and he's able to swat that out of bounds with 5.5 to go in the first. Nate Lowe with you tonight here, live from Delhi. MAC boys basketball action between the Bulldogs and the Spartans. Here is Schnabel, right wing side. Floats one back across for Zach Finch. Into the corner for Nealis. As Delhi goes right to left. They try to go to Kristen down low. Too tall for him, and it sails out of bounds on that pass from Finch. And so Unitego will get it back. And the press continues here. A little 1-2-1-1 press, I would say, from Delhi. Unitego is able to beat the pressure here, and it's poked out of bounds by Schnabel. Boy, they just seem to get their hands on everything. It's so hard to even set up on offense at times. 5:07 to go in the first, a 3-0 lead here for Delhi over Unitego Franklin. Ball knocked out of bounds by Schnabel as Xander Johnson tries to inbound it, and he does to Logan Utter. Unitego Franklin taking their time. They go to Sargent on the right side. Now back to Xander Johnson. Now to Devin Kroll. Little shimmy shake for Kroll. Into the corner for Sargent. Comes around a screen. Tries to get a shot off. It's blocked. And Delhi will come away with it. Here's Schnabel down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Dribbles behind his back. Now gets into the paint. Dishes one off. But a traveling violation here on Schnabel, as he took one extra step to try to dish that off. And it's going to go back to Unitego Franklin. With 4:40 to go in the first and a 3-0 lead for Delhi, again, over Unitego Franklin here tonight. Spartans are hanging around, but they have not been able to put the ball in the hoop yet. They go to Chase Burtzel on the left wing corner, and he's stripped of the ball. Out of bounds, going to stay with the Spartans. They just don't even quite have that split second to breathe before the double team comes. Again, 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Unitego will get it in, and it's stolen by Zach Finch of Delhi. Finch down the right side. Pulls it back out, wants to reset the offense. Flips one over to Schnabel, left wing. Schnabel pump fakes. Little crossover, gets to the interior, and was stripped of the ball here by Devin Kroll, and then a reach-in foul as Kroll tried to dribble out of there. Second team foul on Delhi, and the first personal on Schnabel. So kudos to Unitego Franklin. They've slowed down at the Delhi offense, but they have just not been able to crack the defense yet. They really, I don't think, have had a clean look in the first 4 minutes of this ballgame at the rim for a shot. Kroll to the left side. Goes to Logan Utter. Stutter step to the interior. Tries to dish it off, and it's stolen away by Schnabel, but then taken back by Xander Johnson. Johnson in transition. Finds Devin Kroll. Fires up a three, and it's too much mustard on it, I should say. Bounces up off the rim and then hits the cable that comes down from the ceiling, so it's out of bounds. Good look there from Kroll. It just wouldn't go down. 3:50 to go in the first, and a 3-0 lead for Delhi over Unitego Franklin. Bulldogs with the basketball. They reverse to Nealis on the right side. Nealis to the interior for Kristen. Up off the glass, hits it, and he's fouled. Angelo Kristen has all 5 points, and he's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Thanks for joining us online tonight for our free audio stream on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. You can go back and listen to these games as well. All thanks to SFCU. It's in our game audio archive. Kristen goes 3 points on that as he's able to get the layup and then the foul, and he hits the foul shot. So it's a 6-0 lead here for the Bulldogs over the Spartans. Again, the ball tipped out of bounds by this Delaware Academy defense, not allowing Unitego Franklin to really have any room to set up. Inbounds here to Xander Johnson. He has to chase it into the backcourt, and then he lost it. Ball is loose. It comes to Schnabel. Little spin move in the paint. Schnabel, the floater, can't get it to go. Rimmed out. And Chase Burtzel hustles back for Unitego Franklin and grabs the rebound. Floats one ahead for Xander Johnson. Now back to Burtzel. And UF is trying to set up on offense. They go to Kroll, left side. Stutter step. Kroll, step back three. No, off the front of the rim. Jacob Sargent, a rebound. Steps up and under. Sargent, the first bucket of the night there for Unitego Franklin. Off the glass. Nice play there for Jacob Sargent. Makes it Delhi 6, Unitego Franklin 2. Bulldogs with the basketball. They go to Schnabel. Straightaway three here is off the front of the rim and no good. Cold shooting to start this game, and now back down the floor for Unitego Franklin. Here is Kroll to the tin, off the glass, and good for Devin Kroll. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Delaware Academy with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Delhi 6, Unitego Franklin 4. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2.5 to go in the first quarter here at Delaware Academy tonight. It's senior night, and it's the Delhi boys leading Unitego Franklin 6-4. Good ball game so far. Bulldogs shooting the ball not particularly well so far, and we'll see if out of that timeout they can get things on the right page. He's made a couple of substitutions. As here is Luke Schnabel, takes it to the tin through traffic for his first bucket of the night. A little finger roll, and he gets it to go to make it 8-4. Rocco Schnabel is in, as well as Andrew Little. So again, more size off the bench here for the Bulldogs. And now here's Logan Utter. Gets a nice pass from Jacob Sargent and is able to put it in. Makes it 8-6. Delhi on top of Unitego Franklin. Here's Schnabel into the paint. Pull up for Luke is good. He's starting to heat it up a little bit. Again, he's been over 40 three times so far this season. And Delhi leads 10-6 over Unitego Franklin. And now a steal by Zach Finch. Finch trying to go coast to coast. He cannot get the shot to go, but he's fouled by Devin Kroll. And boy, that was a scary fall there for Zach Finch. He appears to be okay. Bounces back up and heads to the line. You know, the more I do games, the more I hold my breath on breakaway layups now. Boys, girls, doesn't matter. It's like, whew, you just never know how it's going to go. And lucky that Zach Finch bounced right back up there. Second foul on Kroll, though, for Unitego Franklin. Finch to the line, gets the first shot to go. Second one coming here as Delhi leads 11-6. So Kroll to the bench as well as Braden Johnson. So that's two key starters on the bench now for the Spartans. Can they survive the storm? As Finch goes 2 out of 2 at the line, pushes the Delhi lead to 12-6 over Unitego Franklin. With a 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Spencer Wilms. Steps through a double team. And what's the call going to be here? A travel on Wilms. Coach Woods saying that the trap has a little too much contact there. And instead, they're able to get Wilms for the travel. I can see both sides of it, I would say. Minute and a half to go in this first quarter. 12-6 the score. Bulldogs with the basketball again going right to left. Here is Schnabel. Left side. He's able to hold on to it despite tripping for a split second. Now dishes one back to Finch at the top of the key. And Finch tried to get it back to Schnabel, but Xander Johnson said no and slapped it out of bounds with a 1:20 to go first quarter. And so the Bulldogs will do the inbounding here. And they will work it to Finch at the top of the key. Charlie Hates into the ball game now as well. So Warren Kelly going to the bench early here for the Bulldogs. Rocco Schnabel threw a double team. No, ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it, and Unitego comes away with Reese James. James down the right wing side, and it's stolen back by Little, but then he traveled. Little walked right into a pass, and then by the time he could slow his momentum down, it was a travel. Little game of hot potato with a minute to go in the first quarter. It's the Delhi boys leading 12-6. And so Unitego Franklin gets it in. You got to say, this is a win for them. Only being down 6 towards the end of the first quarter. On the road, hostile environment here in a league game. Xander Johnson, top of the key, goes far side, Logan Utter. Utter back up top, will float one across for Wilms. Wilms to Xander Johnson, and he travels. Everybody's got the happy feet out here tonight, and so it goes back to the Bulldogs. Again, the size that this Delaware Academy team has. Everybody off the bench is big. I mean, you're looking at 6'5". Three guys at 6'3", a 6'1". Goes a long way, for sure. 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. Here is Haight, top of the key. Reverses far side for Finch. And they'll work one into the corner here for Little at the right low block. Reverses it back out. Finch, straight away three for Zach, is in and out. And the rebound is picked up here by Logan Hunter, and we got a foul on him. With 15 seconds to go in the first quarter, boy, we got some jawing back and forth here between couple players on both sides as that play got pretty physical in there. See who they put the foul on. It's going to be on Logan Utter, his first, team's fifth. And so it looks like Chase Burtzel is going to check back in here, but there's only 15 seconds left. Who's Burtzel going to check in for? Going to go for Logan Utter. I think Coach Woods just saying, all right, let's get you off the floor, get you a quick breather. 15 seconds to go in this first quarter. 12-6 the score. Can Delhi capitalize here late in the frame? Here is Finch to the right side. Now to Logan Nealis. They'll reverse one back here to Haight. And into the corner it goes for Andrew Little. 5 seconds left now. It rolls back out front here for Finch. He's going to have to shoot a deep three at the buzzer. No, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. The Delhi boys on top of Unitego Franklin 12-6. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here on Senior Night at Delaware Academy. Bulldogs leading the Spartans 12-6. Student section with chance of defense as we start the second quarter. Unitigo going left to right. They're in the green with the white trim. They find themselves down 12-6 as Delhi's in the home whites with the maroon trim. Spartans trying to set up the offense here, but lots of double teams and some pressure coming from the Bulldogs. Reese James on the baseline drive. He's blocked by Andrew Little of Delhi and back down the floor for the Bulldogs. Zach Finch trying to take it coast to coast, and he scores. Beautiful play there from Zach Finch, who normally doesn't look to score that much. He's more of a distributor. But well done. Makes it 14-6. And now another double team. Reese James is able to dribble out of it. Lost control of the basketball and a steal. And here comes that Delhi pressure. Finch down the left side. Can Unitigo Franklin weather the storm with a couple of key guys on the bench? But it does look like Braden Johnson's going to check back in here at the next whistle. Kroll is going to stay on the bench, though, as well as Logan Utter. Here is Logan Nealis. Again, a minute gone in the second quarter. Delhi leading 14-6 over Unitigo Franklin. Andrew Little, nice pass down low, but it's intercepted here by Unitigo Franklin. Jacob Sargent, some nice minutes off the bench. Now dishes one for Xander Johnson. He steps to the interior. Johnson fires up a shot, missed it, but is fouled. And let's see. Yes, he's going to head to the line. With 6:35 to go in the second quarter. This will be the hard-working freshman, Xander Johnson, to the line. And so Xander will shoot two. We were talking about Xander last week when we did the Unitigo Franklin versus Deposit Hancock game. Xander cannot get the first one to go. He's so cool, calm, and collected. I mean, you talk to him, there's no moment that's too big for him. At least you wouldn't know that. Just a really composed athlete and a future star, already is a star at Unitigo. Braden Johnson back in. Chase Burtzel back in. So a couple more starters coming back off the bench here for Unitigo Franklin. Second shot coming at the line for Xander Johnson. In and out. Goes 0 for 2. But a rebound by Braden Johnson underneath. Jump ball is going to give the arrow back to Delhi. And the Unitigo Franklin fans not pleased with it. Travis Woods continuing to have a conversation here with the officials. Bulldogs over the half-court timeline, the Bulldogs are ahead 14-6. And good ball movement here. They go to Sanford. Now back to the top of the key for Finch. Now to Nealis, far side to Kristen. On the interior, we got a charge. Sacrificing the body there was Braden Johnson. He might have hit his head there taking that charge. Two big boys going chest to chest there. And Johnson's able to absorb the contact. He's holding the back of his head. We're going to hope that he's okay. With 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Gets right back in the play. Goes to Reese James. Now back to Braden Johnson. Pump fakes. Wants to take it to the interior. Back out. Reese James. Three for Unitigo. No. And a rebound for Delhi. Bulldogs looking to run. They'll bring it forward. Now Noah Dungan, who's into the game. Feeds one back across. Little give and go. They go to Sanford on the right low block. Again inside for Angelo Kristen, and he puts it up and in. They get him on that little slash cut, and he's tough to stop on the interior. He's a big, strong man. 16-6, Delhi leading Unitigo Franklin. Spartans need a bucket. They find Spencer Wilms in the corner for three, just a little bit too long. Wilms has had the hot hand in recent weeks, but he couldn't get that one to go. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Finch pulls up for three in transition. Missed it, but a rebound for the Bulldogs. Now it's loose on the floor, and Xander Johnson picks a pocket, finds Wilms. Breaking away, Wilms to the hoop. He missed the right-handed layup. Wouldn't go. And Delhi another rebound. In transition, they go to Sanford. Spin move on the interior, yes. That brings the crowd to their feet. Sanford gets it to go on a big move for the big man. Made it look smooth. Delhi now leads 18-6. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Spartans trying to survive here. Oh, nice move by Wilms. Takes it to the hoop. A little dipsy-do behind the back there for Spencer Wilms. That makes it 18-8. 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Bulldogs with the basketball. Kroll and Utter are going to come back in at the next whistle for Unitego Franklin. Finch tries to send one to the high post. Pull-up jumper, Angelo Kristen, no. Braden Johnson with a rebound, doing the work of a man on the interior. And an outlet pass to Xander Johnson. Johnson across the midcourt timeline finds Braden. Wanted a three but didn't pull the trigger. Now takes it to the interior and couldn't get the left-handed layup to go. Just ran out of steam as it went up towards the rim. In transition, Kristen back the other way, and he's fouled. Bodies flying as he tried to take that one to the tin. 4:15 to go in the second quarter, and it's the Delhi boys leading 18-8 here over Unitego Franklin. And so Angelo Kristen will step back into the line here. He's got 8 points to lead the way for the Bulldogs. And so he settles in at the line, and his first shot is no good. Off the back of the rim there for Angelo. Stay tuned in just a couple of minutes. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Break down the first half here. Delhi coming back in with Luke and Rocco Schnabel, as well as Sam Davis into the game. Utter and Kroll are back in for Unitego Franklin. Second shot at the line here for Angelo is also no good. Kroll with a rebound. Key pieces back in the game. Spencer Wilms is able to track down a loose ball as they tried to throw it long, but then it's intercepted and taken away by Delhi. Nealis into the left wing corners. Delhi goes right to left with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Now they go back to Schnabel to the interior. Rocco up off the glass and good. The brotherly connection there as Rocco is able to finish. Makes it 20-8 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Here is Braden Johnson on a nice step through, and he's able to finish. Braden Johnson with his first bucket of the night makes it 20-10 with 3:30 to go in the second quarter. Left wing side here for Sam Davis. Davis comes off a screen. Pull-up jumper, no. Braden Johnson the rebound. Outlet pass to Xander. Xander gets through traffic. Great pass to Wilms, who tried to dish one off for Logan Utter. Off a leg, and they're going to say it's going back to Delhi. Unitego fans can't believe it again with 3:15 to go here in the second quarter, and it's Delhi 20 and Unitego Franklin 10. So Schnabel will walk it across the Bulldog logo at midcourt and look to set it up. Schnabel now to Sam Davis. Chest pass to Schnabel, reversing to Logan Nealis again. They continue to work it around. Schnabel taking his time, gets into the paint, intercepted by Wilms, good hands on the floor, is able to steal it out of there and get one ahead for Devin Kroll. Kroll at midcourt finds Braden Johnson. Johnson to the interior, finds Spencer Wilms, dials up a three, oh, in and out, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Good looking shot there from Wilms. And in transition, Schnabel almost had his pocket picked, but holds on. Now fires up a three, it's in and out. And a rebound for Xander Johnson, and a foul underneath on Delhi on the rebound. 20-10 our score. And some of the lowest points point totals of the year here for the Delhi Bulldogs. With 2.5 to go in this second quarter. And here is Logan Utter, takes it to the rim and is fouled with 2:26 to go here in the second quarter. Another hard foul as he hit the deck and is going to go to the line. So he'll step in to shoot two. That could be a recipe for success for Unitego. If you could take it to the rim, get some contact against these big guys, as that was the second foul there on Angelo Kristen. And you get some free opportunities at the line as Logan Utter makes the first shot. Makes it 20-11. They've handled the pressure well, but they just haven't had many open looks. They've done their best when they've been able to attack the rim. Second shot for Utter, no good. Well, you're going to have to shoot better than they have at the line, that's for sure. 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. And again, a 9-point lead for the Bulldogs. Here is Schnabel, behind the back dribble, now pulls it out. Dishes one into the corner for Sam Davis. Davis looking for options, now back over to Schnabel. trying to set up shop here. Steps through the defense. They've done a good job on closing the lanes out. Schnabel, stutter step. Gets into the paint. Little up and under for Schnabel is good. How did he finish that? Excellent move there for Luke Schnabel with an NBA-type finish. Makes it 22-11 with a 1:50 to go in the second quarter, and they just have it over and back. Wow. That had to be pretty close. Again, Unitego arguing the call. Coach Wood's not happy with it. With a 1:45 to go. That was too close to call. Too close to call. Basically, Logan was a couple steps over half court. He was trying to dish it to Braden Johnson, who just was jumping over the half court line and then couldn't get it to get the call there to keep the possession going. But now a steal by Xander Johnson, so they get the ball back anyways with 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Xander finds Devin Kroll for three. Yes, Kroll. Oh, and he blows a kiss and gets a technical foul. Kroll just hit the three, and he blew a kiss to the student section and then gets teed up. With a 1:25 to go in the second quarter. Wow, tempers flaring here. The officials are warning both sides for some talking and taunting. Kroll still kind of yapping over there on the bench. And, oh, this is the rivalry that we've come to know and love between these two. With a 1:25 to go in the second quarter, the Bulldogs 22 and Unitego Franklin 14. Great shot there by Kroll. That's exactly what they needed. Schnabel to the line, hits the first foul shot. Schnabel with seven. But now you're kind of giving the momentum right back to Delhi with that tech as Schnabel hits both at the line. He's got eight. And that's the third foul on Kroll. So now, I mean, he's going to have to sit the rest of the second quarter here. Kroll's upset as he heads to the bench. Yeah, definitely a lot of words exchanged there, and the officials were trying to shut that down. With a 1:20 to go here in the second quarter, Delhi gets the ball back now, leading 24-14. Into the corner for Andrew Little. Inside for Rocco Schnabel. He muscles it up. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound for Xander Johnson. Johnson in the backcourt. Comes over midcourt. Boy, if you can get this under 10, if you're Unitego Franklin, you might be feeling pretty good going into the locker room on the road here. They dish one over to Utter. Pump fakes. Dishes one back out for Wilms. Steps in for three. Wilms, too strong off the back of the rim, but it's taken back by Jacob Sargent. He settles it back down, goes back to Wilms. Inside, Sargent, pump fakes, and he's fouled. Good possession there by the Spartans with 46 seconds to go. Second quarter, sending Jacob Sargent to the line. And for being a little smaller here size-wise, they've done a good job, Unitego Franklin has, of getting to the line, rebounding, and doing the work on the inside. But boy, they can just not shoot very well tonight at the line. They miss another one there. Chase Bertzel back in, Xander Johnson to the bench. I've been impressed. Unitego Franklin has not been intimidated here coming into a tough environment on senior night against an undefeated team. They have stood toe-to-toe so far here with the Bulldogs. Sargent at the line. He made the shot, but it's a violation as his foot was on the line. Oh, and the Spartans just can't catch a break. Can't give all these opportunities here to the Bulldogs. They roll it down the floor. Schnabel picks it up at half court, then gets into the paint, fires it up. No. Bulldogs shooting a little cold here tonight, and now a foul on Delhi on the rebound. So this is going to send Johnson to the line for a 1-1. Boy, I'm telling you, I wish I'd kept better track. It's my fault, but if Unitego had made their foul shots, I think this is like a 5-point game right now. Instead, it's a 10-point game. And you really just cannot afford to give Delhi any type of a cushion. Too explosive of a team. Braden Johnson to the line, gets that first one to go. I will say that there has been a few times this year where I've gotten a text, close game at half for the Delhi boys, and then they've come out in the second half and just exploded. Angelo Kristen back in, Andrew Little to the bench. So, I mean, you got to play a full four quarters with this team. Johnson's shot is good. So Braden gets the second shot to go. Unitego wants a timeout. 39 seconds to go. Second quarter, Delhi 24, Unitego Franklin 16, and Mac Boys Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We got a good one so far. 39 seconds to go in the second quarter. Delhi boys here at home leading 24-16. And it's going to be an exciting week ahead next week as we start to get into some of the local league playoffs. We'll talk about that some more on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. And we'll break down this first half for you as well. Packed house here tonight at Delaware Academy in the Dog Pound. The student section is out in full force. And so here are the Bulldogs with the basketball out of the timeout. They go to Schnabel, left corner, dials up a three. No, it hit the side of the rim and a rebound for Reese James and then a foul on Delaware Academy. Schnabel is still down in the corner, and he's obviously frustrated with himself. He just has not been shooting the ball as well as we are accustomed to seeing him. I mean, again, we've seen him score over 40 on three different occasions this year. He has 8 so far here in the first half. Not that that's a bad showing. We've just seen him be able to score at will sometimes this year. So this will send Reese James to the line. And again, another free opportunity here for Unitego Franklin. They get the first shot to go. Reese James, the junior, has provided some really nice minutes off the bench this year for head coach Travis Woods. You got to appreciate what he has brought to the table along with other guys like Jacob Sargent. 2 out of 2 for Reese James at the line. Makes it 24-18. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Here is Zach Finch straight away. Passes to the right now. Setting it up on offense. Shot clock is off. They go to Schnabel left side. Now back to Finch. Down to 12 seconds left here. Looking for some options. They go back out to Finch with 8. Over to Schnabel. He's going to fire up a 3 and in and out. And then a rebound underneath and another foul on Delhi. On Rocco Schnabel, that's 3 straight trips. They have been whistled for physical play underneath the hoop looking for the rebound. And so once again, we'll do the long walk back down the floor. And Chase Burtzel is going to step to the line now. Folks, if he makes 2 here, this could potentially be a 4-point game at the half. Burtzel, a very good foul shooter. Wow, so Unitego Franklin chipping their way back into this ball game against a cold-shooting Bulldogs team. Burtzel's first shot in and out. And again, the foul shots continue to be an Achilles heel for the Spartans. Second one coming here for Unitego Franklin. The official still talking to Rocco Schnabel there while they're on the line. A lot of guys asking for explanations tonight. Burtzel's second shot in. Gets it to go. 4 seconds left. Schnabel down the floor. A 3 at the buzzer is no good. Halftime score. Delhi 24. Unitego Franklin 19. Mac boys hoop tonight at Delaware Academy. And Delhi looks frustrated as they come off the floor here. Not what they were expecting on senior night. We got a ball game on our hands here, folks. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
For JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And again, our halftime score 24-19. The Delhi boys on top of Unitego Franklin. Going to be an interesting second half here. We're going to take one last 30-second break here, but boy, you can feel the energy in this place as both teams ready to get back out there couple guys in foul trouble, physical play. Going to be fun. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. We get you set for the start of the third quarter here between Delhi and Unitego Franklin. And what kind of energy is Delhi going to come out with here in the second half after some cold shooting in that first half? And can Unitego Franklin keep this a close ball game to get down the stretch? They try to throw it into the interior, and it's intercepted by the Bulldogs. Angelo Kristen will work one back out to Luke Schnabel. Deep three here for Schnabel. Good. That's a way to start the third quarter if you're a Delhi fan, as Schnabel hits from downtown. That makes it 27-19. Delhi boys on top of Unitego Franklin. Jacob Sargent to the interior as UF now going right to left. He missed the shot. Back down the right side of the floor here for Delhi as they now go left to right. Schnabel works it out, finds Finch, back to Schnabel in the corner, dials up a three, no, off the front of the rim. Chase Bertzel will get a rebound, but Nealis will take it away from him, and the pace is already a little bit more than we saw in the first half. Delhi now slows it down. They go to Nealis on the far side for three, left it short, gets his own rebound, pump fakes, finds Sanford, his jumper, no, rebound, Schnabel. Went inside, and the smaller guard is able to kick one back out for Finch. His three is off the mark. And a rebound here for Unitego Franklin. Ahead now for Braden Johnson. Now for Sargent. Back to Johnson to the interior, up and under, and he's fouled. I think Braden had a pretty good, and Coach Woods is laughing about it, he had a pretty open layup, and he reversed it to try to go to the other side. He did get fouled, though. And so he'll go to the line. Second personal foul on Finch. First team foul here on the Bulldogs in the second half. 27-19 our score. Braden to the line, in and out. And the foul shooting woes continue here for the Spartans. Again, early third quarter at Delaware Academy tonight. Johnson hits the second, and he's able to put it in. Makes it 27-20 with 6:40 to go in this third quarter. Bulldogs on top here on their home floor on senior night. Schnabel steps in for three, off the mark. Into the far corner for Sanford. Back inside for Nealis. Tried to feed one over to Angelo Kristen. Missed him. Couldn't connect, and it rolls out of bounds. Unitego packing in on that 2-3 zone, daring Delhi to shoot from the outside. And so far, they really haven't been able to connect with any consistency. Schnabel almost with a steal as it was knocked out of bounds. Off his fingertips, it'll stay with the Spartans. So Utter will look to get it in. Finds Braden Johnson. It's intercepted, though, by Sanford at midcourt. Turnover. And here comes Schnabel to the interior. Pump fakes, tries to put it up, and is blocked by Logan Utter. 6:12 to go here in the third. Schnabel's going to go to the line. So Schnabel settling in, up 7 points here with 6:12 to go. That's the second personal foul here on Logan Utter, and Schnabel gets the first foul shot to go. He's got 12. And the second shot coming for Schnabel at the line is no good. Rattled in and out. Chase Bertzel with a rebound. And it's taken right back, though, by Delhi. A steal, but Angelo Kristen missed it, but then the tap up and good for Schnabel. He's got 14. Luke with a nice tip up and in there. So 14 for Schnabel. Unitego Franklin trying to break the press, and it's stolen by Luke Sanford. And ahead now for Schnabel. Takes it to the interior, and he scores. Schnabel's got 16 now, and a timeout is taken by Unitego Franklin. And Delhi's pushed this lead up to 32-20 over UF with 5:45 to go in the third. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:45 to go here in the third quarter. Just got a very nice Nate Lull chant from the student section over there. Appreciate that. Always love coming here. Get to sit in Nate's nest here tonight. Unitigo with the ball. Three ball here for Spencer Wilms. Just a little short. Rebound for Sanford. Back down the floor here for the Bulldogs. Logan Neal is pump fakes, and he's fouled. Fouled as Logan Utter went flying up into the air to block that, and a great pump fake really sold it there by Logan Neal. With 5.5 to go in the third, that's going to be the third personal on Utter. And, oh, boy, they're going to say not a shooting foul, so they're going to put it on the floor. Okay. Reese James into the ball game, and heading to the bench will be Logan Utter here with 5.5 to go in the third. A 32-20 ball game. Delhi boys leading Unitigo Franklin. They get it in. Finch into the corner for three. No. Died on the front of the rim there. Rebound for Jacob Sargent. He is fouled on that rebound attempt by Sanford. Let's see how many that is on Sanford. That's going to be two on him and the second team foul. So both teams with two team fouls. Through the hands of Wilms on the inbounds, a steal, and Delhi will get it back. Unitigo Franklin just not taking care of the ball. Here's Angelo Kristen to the hoop. And a foul is going to be on the floor here on Angelo Kristen. Boy, Braden Johnson has been sacrificing the body tonight and paid off a few times, and other times it's been some tough hits. As Angelo Kristen will step to the line here for Delhi. Actually going to put that foul on Xander Johnson, his first, team's third. So Angelo will step in and hits the first one at the line. He's got nine. Pushes this Delhi lead up to 33-20. 5:15 to go in this third quarter. Angelo's second shot rattles in and out. Rebound, Braden Johnson. And he picks up his dribble in a tough spot, but's able to get it to Xander, who will walk it down the floor down the right side. Passes one ahead. Oh, nice give and go with Reese James. Xander into the paint. His jumper falls. Xander Johnson's first bucket of the night makes it 33-22. Delhi trying to go right back, and a charge on Angelo Kristen. Braden Johnson again got there, took the contact, absorbed the hit, and is able to get the charge this time with 4:55 to go in this third quarter. I'm laughing because the student section is holding up a sign that looks like the sign when you go to the eye doctors, you know, the eye chart. But if you read it out, it says, refs, you need to get your eyes checked. So that's just making me chuckle. Unitigo Franklin back down the floor. Johnson takes it to the interior, and Little is able to block that shot. Schnabel steps through, and Luke hands it off to Rocco, who misses the left-handed layup. And then a foul on the rebound, or is this going to be a jump ball? Little extracurriculars in there with 4:37 to go here in the third. There was no love lost between these two teams. Let's see who this foul is going to be on underneath with 4:37 to go here. Third quarter. Foul's going to be on Jacob Sargent, his first, team's fourth. Team foul situation, Unitigo Franklin with four, Delhi with three. As Delhi leads 33-22, with 4:37 to go in this third quarter. Bulldogs will look to get it in on the baseline to the right of the hoop. And the Bulldogs will work it into the corner now for Schnabel, and we got a illegal screen here on Delhi on Andrew Little. And they have called this game pretty tight here tonight on both sides. You know, they've made sure that a lot of the ticky-tack stuff, they don't let it go. They're just calling it. Back down the floor here for Braden Johnson. His pass was knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. I got to say, for both teams, every bucket, every point tonight has been earned. It's been a physical contest. And they try to go to the interior here for Johnson. He's stripped. Schnabel in transition. Tries to take it to the rim and scores. Schnabel now with 18. Makes it a 35-22 ball game. Spartans are able to beat the press. Back through. And this is Jacob Sargent in transition. Could not get his jumper to go in the paint. And Delhi back down the floor. Zach Finch is fouled by Reese James in transition. With 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. Devin Kroll back into the ball game now for Jacob Sargent. Kroll could be the key here for Unitigo. He's got those three fouls. And he picked up the technical in the second quarter. We haven't seen him since. And it was right after he buried a big-time three. See if he can get back into rhythm. Delhi with the basketball. They go to Rocco Schnabel. Now to Luke. Steps out, and a traveling violation on Luke Schnabel. With 3:55 to go here in this third quarter. Unitigo Franklin going to be doing the inbounding. They'll get it to Braden Johnson. Johnson now to Spencer Wilms as Unitigo goes right to left. They go to Kroll. Tries to dish one off and does to Reese James. Now back to the interior. Stolen away, though, by Delhi. Here is Luke Schnabel down the left side. Schnabel goes to Finch. Now tried to go back to Schnabel. Take it away. Kroll now takes it for Unitigo. And ahead for Xander Johnson. His jumper is short. End-to-end action as Chuck Haight will float one ahead here for Delhi. Now to Schnabel. Into the corner on the baseline. Pulls one back out. Setting up the offense. We'll leave it now for Haight at the top of the key. Goes inside for Rocco. Pull-up jumper is blocked by Kroll. And now to Spencer Wilms. Wilms in transition for Unitigo Franklin. Holding on to the ball. Wants to dial up a three and does, but missed it. And nobody was underneath the rebound for Unitigo Franklin. Finch across the half-court timeline. With Delhi on top, 35-22. Finds Haight on the left side for three. No, but Little was right there to scoop it up and put it in. Andrew Little for two. Makes it 37-22 with 2:45 to go in this third quarter. And now the ball punched out of bounds by Haight of Delaware Academy. Wilms to the bench. Chase Bertzel back in. Unitigo Franklin really has not had their starting five on the floor at the same time since, I would say, back in the first quarter. They've had to continue to rotate people in and out because of some foul trouble. They have four of the five right now, and a steal at the top of the key. Luke Schnabel comes away with it and gets a breakaway layup, and he's got 20. And that is how he picks up a ton of his points as he's able to get moving in transition. Braden Johnson, the pass ahead, but Haight able to knock it out of bounds at midcourt. It'll stay with Unitigo Franklin. But the Bulldogs have pumped this lead up to a 39-22 ball game with 2:20 to go in this third quarter. Spartans need a bucket, and they need it now. They go to Chase Bertzel on the right side in front of his own bench. Comes off of a screen. He's met by a double team. And they go to Xander, and he has his pocket picked. And ahead for guess who? Luke Schnabel. And the breakaway layup is good. 22 points now for Luke Schnabel. Timeout, Unitigo Franklin. And the Bulldogs have pumped it up to a 41-22 lead with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. It's 41-22. And this is where Delhi butters their bread, as they just are so good at the pressure and getting steals and then taking it in for a layup. But this time Unitego beats them at their own game as they beat the press long and they go to Braden Johnson. He scores the layup and he's fouled and will head to the line. So it's 41-24 with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Angelo Kristen, Luke Sanford back into the game, Little and Rocco Schnabel to the bench. As both of those guys did a nice job over the last couple of minutes for the Bulldogs. Johnson trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and he hits it. So Braden Johnson with 8 points makes it 41-25 with just under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter, live from Delaware Academy tonight. Schnabel at the top of the key, thought about a three, but instead goes back to Haight on the left side, dials up that three ball. No, Sanford the rebound, the old tip drill, he put it up and in. And Sanford is fouled and will go to the line. One of the big men on this Delaware Academy team that works so hard on the interior. Makes it 43-25. Braden Johnson now with three fouls. Jacob Sargent will come back in for him as Johnson will head to the bench with a buck 50 to go here in this third quarter. Sanford at the line, hit it, and he's got five. Makes it 44-25, and the Bulldogs asserting their will here with this full court pressure. And this time, Unitego Franklin's able to beat it. They go to Reese James in the right corner. Double teamed, is able to pass out of it, finds Kroll for three. It was rushed on the release, and it was short. Rebound Bulldogs. Schnabel back down the floor. Dribbling through traffic. We'll dish one into the corner now for Logan Nealis. Nealis floats one across for Haight. Inside for Sanford. Trying to find Angelo Kristen, and it's stolen away by Devin Kroll. Kroll in the backcourt will throw one to the far side for Reese James as they get across the midcourt timeline. Again, 44-25. Delhi boys leading Unitego Franklin. Xander Johnson in the left corner, pump fakes, steps through a double team, lost it though, Haight with the steal, long pass ahead for Schnabel, and he puts it up and in. Schnabel's got 24, and most of them have been on these breakaways. That's how he's been able to do it. 45 seconds to go here in the third. Unitego Franklin breaking the press. Into the corner for Reese James for three, and he hits it. Reese James with 5 points. Schnabel is just so tough in the open court. It's like, how do you stop him? Now he dials up a three from straightaway and hits. 27 now for Luke Schnabel. Makes it 49-28. 25 seconds to go in the third. Here is Reese James. Lost control of it, out of bounds, and going back to the Bulldogs. And things unraveling a little bit here in this third quarter for Unitego Franklin. And that's the thing. We've seen Delhi a couple of times this year have a bad quarter here and there or a slow first half, but over four quarters, they always seem to be able to hit the gas. Finch, top of the key. They go to Kristen at the high post. Turnaround shot, no. A little too strong. Rebound, Reese James. Ahead down, Devin Kroll. 10 seconds left, third quarter. Kroll dishes for Jacob Sargent. Right into the teeth of the defense, and he scores. Well done there by Jacob Sargent. And then a foul as Delaware Academy brought it back up the floor. With 1.5 seconds left. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out what exactly that was at midcourt. Foul's going to be on Chase Bertzel. It just looks like a reach-in. There were some guys chatting near midcourt. Didn't know if anything was going to come of that. And so Logan Nealis, who was fouled, will step into the line. Nealis, first shot, good. Gets that to go. His first bucket of the night makes it 50-30 for Delhi on top of Unitego Franklin, again with 1.5 seconds left in this third frame. And Nealis, his second shot is good. And Spartans are going to try a half-court heave here, and it'll be short. So three quarters in the books, and Unitego Franklin Delhi takes a 51-30 lead over Unitego Franklin. Bulldogs on top, and we'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County Industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So the Delhi boys explode in a big third frame to take a 51-30 lead over Unitego Franklin. Luke Schnabel has 27 points for the Bulldogs to lead the way. And, you know, that was, I'm sure, an inspired halftime speech from Coach Kelly to get his guys to come out here and get fired up in the third quarter and pump this lead up to 21. As we start the fourth quarter here on senior night at Delaware Academy, Bulldogs with the basketball, the number one team in the state, undefeated coming into tonight's ball game, number one team in Class C in the state, representing Section 4 very well, and the MAC. Here is Logan Nealis. Pump fakes on a three, steps in for a long two. Line drive shot won't go, and a rebound and a foul on the rebound opportunity. Let's see. Foul's going to be on Schnabel, his third, and the team sixth. And so in the backcourt comes Xander Johnson. He gets across the midcourt timeline. Floats one over to Kroll. Now to Bertzel. Bertzel lost it to Finch. They just can't hold on to the ball. And ahead now for Schnabel. And the breakaway layup is good. 29 for Luke Schnabel. Wow, incredible. He's just so tough in the open court. I mean, they get a steal. They're looking for him. And he's already halfway down the floor. I mean, there's just not a whole lot that Unitego Franklin can do about it at the moment. An air ball on a three here by the Spartans. And again, Schnabel down the floor, pump fakes, takes it to the rim and scores. Schnabel now with 31. And back down the floor for Unitego Franklin. As they trail 55-30, they lose it out of bounds, but off the foot there of Sanford. And it will stay with Unitego Franklin. And so Utter will come back into the game, replacing Chase Bertzel. Stay tuned in a few minutes for our post-game show. We'll wrap this up and talk about our three awards for tonight, offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Devin Kroll for a three for Unitego, and he hits it. Devin Kroll from downtown, he has 8 points. Makes it 55-33. And here are the Bulldogs back on offense once again. Little interior push here for Schnabel. He left it short. Luke with that jumper from the right elbow and a rebound for Logan Utter. Long pass ahead. Now back for Kroll. Kroll to the high post for Austin Wild, who pulls one back out. Back to Kroll. Three ball off the side of the rim. And a rebound and a long pass ahead here for Logan Nealis. No, it's a hot potato. Finds its way into the hands of Sanford, who muscles it up and in. Sanford now with 7. Makes it 57-33. Delhi boys on top of Unitego Franklin as they continue to put the pressure on. And now a steal by Logan Nealis. Nealis to the interior and a foul on Logan Utter on the push. With 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. And this will send Logan Nealis to the line. Fourth personal foul here on Logan Utter. Eighth team foul on Unitego Franklin. Both teams going to be shooting pretty soon the rest of the way. And Nealis' first shot at the line is no good. We are shooting two here. Both teams kind of acted like we weren't. Went after that rebound a little hard. And so, what did they do? They called another foul here. And now we're going to go down and shoot 1-1 for Unitigo. Okay. So 5:45 to go here in the fourth. Logan Utter to the line. Oh, I see what happened there. Okay, it was a 1-1 down here. And then on the rebound opportunity, they immediately called that foul. And so Utter will step to the line here for Unitigo Franklin, and he can't get the first one to go. Kroll with a rebound. And another foul opportunity. We might be here all night. They keep calling these. This is going to send Kroll to the line as a foul was underneath there on Logan Nealis. Three fouls in about the last, 2 seconds of regulation play. So Kroll steps in, hits the first one. Kroll is up to 9 points now, looking to be the first player into double figures here for Unitigo. Kroll, second shot, rattled in and out. Rebound, Angelo Kristen. And an outlet pass to Luke Schnabel. Schnabel in transition. Little crossover move, gets to the interior, up off the glass. No, Angelo Kristen the follow. That also won't go. Xander Johnson a rebound, and then a reach in on Angelo Kristen. Will send Xander Johnson to the line. And really only about 15 seconds had ticked off the clock, and we're going back to the line again. 9 team fouls on Delhi and 8 on Unitigo Franklin. Angelo Kristen with 4 fouls will head to the bench now. And so Xander Johnson will step in for Unitigo Franklin. And he can't get that shot to go, and then it ricochets out of bounds and is going back to the Bulldogs. Again, with 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter and a 57-34 advantage for Delhi over Unitigo Franklin. Mac Boys Hoops tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our free audio stream brought to you by SFCU. Rocco Schnabel, a turnaround from the right low block. It wouldn't go. Xander Johnson, a rebound for Unitigo Franklin. And ahead now for Spencer Wilms down the left side of the floor. Dishes one back off for Braden Johnson. The kiss off the glass is good there for Braden Johnson, and he's up to 10 points. And here is Schnabel down the left side. Works one into the corner for Logan Nealis. His shot won't go. Out of bounds. Going back to Unitigo Franklin. With 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Delhi boys on top at the moment over Unitigo Franklin. Spartans able to break the press. They go to Braden Johnson. Now to Kroll. A little stutter step for Kroll. Behind his back, and he lost it. Ball loose at midcourt. Both teams diving for it there. It rolls out of bounds. Going back to Unitigo Franklin. With 4:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. A 57-36 ball game. And the Delhi boys leading Unitigo Franklin. Johnson finds Xander. Braden to Xander to Spencer Wilms for three. Skimmed off the front of the rim, wouldn't go down. Braden with a rebound. Muscles his way in and is fouled with 4:22 to go. Braden Johnson will settle in here. It's going to be the 10th foul on Delhi here in the second half. So Braden steps in. His first shot at the line rolls in. He's got 11. Stay tuned tomorrow night. We'll be over in Lawrence for a Tri-Valley League girls game, as Lauren's girls are hosting Skenevis. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip between the Leopards and the Dragons. And we might have something special on tap for you tomorrow. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Braden Johnson gets the shot to go at the foul line, so that makes 57-38 Delhi on top of Unitigo Franklin. And Braden Johnson now with 12 points. Schnabel to the interior, comes off a screen, wants to pull up and shoot, and scores. Luke Schnabel with 33 points. With 3:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kroll with a deep NBA range three. That one won't go down. And a rebound here for Luke Schnabel in transition. Pulls up for another three, left this one short. Rebound for Spencer Wilms of Unitigo. Had his pocket picked by Luke Schnabel to the left side. Spin move for him. He's able to finish, but they'll say it was a foul on the floor with 3:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. And so to the line will go Luke Schnabel. Starters coming out. Schnabel's going to get subbed out in a minute, I believe, here. These seniors on senior night all getting some good minutes in what looks like might be a good victory over Unitego Franklin to remain undefeated. So Schnabel will settle into the line and hits the first shot. Schnabel with 34. 3:36 to go here in this fourth quarter. And another one coming for Schnabel, and he hits it. 35. Will end the night for Luke Schnabel. And Noah Dungan will come in. Again with 3:36 to go here in this fourth quarter. Back down the floor here for Unitego Franklin. They trail 61-38. And they'll go to the left side for Wilms. Trying to set this up. Wilms will leave it off for Kroll. Little pump fake for Kroll. Wants to take it to the interior. And we got a jump ball. It's going to stay with Unitego Franklin. And so Braden Johnson will be doing the inbounding duty here for Unitego Franklin. They'll look to get it in. They float it into Kroll, top of the key. Kroll wants that deep three and hits. Devin Kroll with 12 points. Ties the team high with Braden Johnson. Now back down the floor. Noah Dungan for a three. Missed it. Andrew Little is there to clean it up. Puts it up and in. And now a steal, and they score again with Tanner Brocky, making it 65-41 with 2:50 to go. Back down the floor here for the Spartans. Jumper from the interior there from Austin Wild gets it to go. And it's a 65-43 ball game. Delhi gets it to the interior. Haight on the left side. Finds Brocky again for three. Buckled off the side of the rim. Rebound Braden Johnson. As Unitego Franklin trails 65-43. They were only down four at the half, but an onslaught of points and pressure in the second half for the Bulldogs will get it done here. Another steal back the other way for the Spartans. And ahead now for Spencer Wilms with 2:05 left to the interior. Wilms dishes one off. Kroll for three, in and out. Rebound for Delaware Academy. Haight with an outlet pass. Ahead now for Sam Davis through his hands. And out of bounds with a 1:55 left. And so the Spartans with a valiant effort here as they sub out a couple of starters here. Johnson and Kroll come to the bench. And we'll see what this does to Unitego Franklin in the playoff picture. A couple of more games to shake things out to see where the seeds will be for the upcoming Mac Boys basketball playoffs, to decide who will be in the MAC championship game this year, which is going to be February 17th. It's a Friday night in just a couple of weeks. Hard to believe it's that time of the year already. So a minute 37 to go here in the fourth quarter. We got a foul, and this is going to send Reese James to the line here for Unitego. I mentioned tomorrow night we'll have the Lawrence girls hosting Skenevis at 6 o'clock on the radio. And then on Saturday, James' first shot at the line is no good. On Saturday at 1:45, we will have the Norwich girls hosting Oneonta in a great stack rivalry on Saturday afternoon. So stay in, stay warm, and listen to the radio for that one. Reese James gets his shot to go. He's got 6 points, makes it 65-44. And now a traveling violation on Andrew Little is going to give it back to Unitego Franklin for one of the last times tonight with a minute 30 to go. And so the Spartans will look to walk it down the floor. They go to Wilms, double-teamed. Trying to work his way out of it. Sam Davis wanted that steal, but was instead whistled for the foul and will send Spencer Wilms to the line. So Wilms will settle in at the charity stripe with a 1:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Wilms gets the first one to go. Second one coming here for Spencer Wilms. And he goes 2 out of 2. Wilms with 4 points tonight makes it 65-46 Well, the minute 20 to go here in this fourth quarter. Here is Haight at the top of the key. Splits two defenders. Lost control of it. Noah Dungan's able to hold on to it. Intercepted, but then taken right back by the Bulldogs. They go to Davis in the corner. Three ball is no good. Reese James, the rebound. Tapped out of bounds. Will stay with the Spartans with 1:01 left. Unitigo going to the bench once again as Darius Grote will come into the game. Wilms to the bench. And so both teams, all starters off the floor here with a minute to go. Don't forget the postgame show. Be right after this with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll take a quick break and then have the postgame show. Two awards to our winning team tonight and one to our losing team. 47 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. On senior night, the Bulldogs will get it done. Unitigo throws it away there on the inbounds. And so getting it back will be Unitigo Franklin. So Austin Wild will be doing the inbounding duties here and works one in for Reese James. He'll try to put it up, and he's blocked out of bounds by this Delhi Bulldogs team. Be interesting to see down the stretch what happens to this Bulldogs team. Of course, first looking for a MAC championship, but the sectional tournament should look very good as Moravia and Newfield are both in the top 10 of the state rankings, Newfield being 4, and they are the defending state champs. Now here's a steal at midcourt by Brock. He's going to take it the length of the floor and scores. And, of course, Moravia, coached by Todd Mulvaney, a very good team, and those teams are always tough. Another steal here by Delhi. Dungan trying to go coast-to-coast. No. And a rebound for Unitigo Franklin. They trail 67-46. 10 seconds left here tonight at Delaware Academy. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. Jacob Sargent will scoop it back out to Reese James. And that'll do it. 67-46. A victory tonight for the Delhi Bulldogs over the Unitigo Franklin boys. Post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody, one last time to Delaware Academy. Our final score here tonight, the Delhi boys defeating Unitigo Franklin 67-46. As the Bulldogs pull away in the second half. This was a 24-20 game at the halftime break, but too much Bulldogs in the second half. Here's our scoring summary. First here for Unitigo Franklin, 12 points apiece for Braden Johnson and Devin Kroll. That's a team high. And then it was 6 points for Reese James, four apiece for Spencer Wilms and Jacob Sargent, three for Logan Utter, two for Xander Johnson, one for Chase Burtzel. On the other side for Delaware Academy, 35 points tonight for Luke Schnabel. That's a game high. Nine for Angelo Kristen, seven for Luke Sanford, four apiece for Tanner Brocky, Zach Finch, and Andrew Little, and then two apiece for Logan Nealis and Rocco Schnabel. So another big night for Luke, and you can see how he gets his points. He's so good in the open floor. He gets those points, and he's able to just take off and run. And that's a big reason that Delhi is able to score in bunches so quickly. All right, let's get into our three awards here tonight. First, our offense award. Of course, we'll do offense, defense, and then all-purpose. So our offensive award tonight is brought to you by NBT Bank, as NBT Bank is always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Pretty easy choice here tonight. Luke Schnabel with 35 points. He only had 8 at halftime, so you can see the work that he did in the second half, and you really have to appreciate what he can do in the open floor. So Luke Schnabel, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO, and they wish our local teams success this season. I'm going to go with Braden Johnson. 12 points for Unitego Franklin. That's a team high. He also stepped in. He took all those charges. He really sacrificed the body tonight. I thought he played great on defense, fighting off several 6'3", 6'1", and 6'5 guys on the interior for the Delhi Bulldogs. So we will give Braden Johnson from Unitego Franklin our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Angelo Kristen tonight. 9 points. He scored a lot early, does so much on the interior, and really just did a great job tonight for Delaware Academy. So we'll give Angelo our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. It's going to wrap up our broadcast, a 67-46 ball game here tonight as Delhi defeats Unitego Franklin on senior night. We'll be back tomorrow. Lawrence Girls hosting Skenevis, a 6 o'clock tip-off over in L-Town at Lawrence Central School. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Driving.